Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of service is 11-7-2022. Date of birth was 6-7-1990. Date of accident was 10-18-2022. The patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the right shoulder and right arm is weak. Neck pain is around 3 to 4. No, neck pain is around 7. Lower back pain is around 8. With radiation to the both leg in the medial or internal aspect all the way to the greater toe. She reports that she do not have any nausea, vomiting, and she has some light spots in the vision, and there is some loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, but loss of memory, mood changes, but there is no dizziness or vertigo and no shooting pain otherwise. She can walk okay, except for some weakness of the right arm, and she has dropped her phone a couple times. Pain level is between 7 to 8, with the effect on the ADLs is around 8. Specifically, general activity and work is affected 8. Mood and walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Patient reports around 30% improvement in the pain level with the conservative treatment. She still shows pain in the right upper trapezius, though, where the trigger points are noticed. In the system review, patient has ongoing headaches, which are around 6 or 7, especially in the occipital and frontal region, associated with vision disturbances, spots in the vision, and ear ringing, and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of equilibrium, lack of concentration, loss of memory are reported. Patient does not have any major acute depression or anxiety, panic, PTSD. She denies any dizziness and vertigo, blackout or seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder area, next area, lower back area, as well as in the upper trapezius fibers with trigger points. And there is a numbness and tingling and neck. Occasional pain in the internal aspect of both legs, starting from pelvic region all the way to the greater toe, that has remained constant. She also reports that headache shoots from behind, from occipital area to the front, and affects the teeth, especially on the right side. No major difficulty in walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble in the swallowing. In GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. A 30 days patient reports that pain level has slightly improved to 20-30%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are same, Ultran, and substance abuse, none is reported. In the current pain medication, patient report that the Ultron was not helping her in pain. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 116/78, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exams will come from previous visit of 11-1-2022. Dictation number is 1109-040. Include the general review and musculoskeletal exam, along with the plan, diagnosis. The plan is to continue all the treatments, including physical therapy, that will continue 3 times per week. Patient is ordered a neck brace, back brace, skin, an MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine is ordered. Neuropsych evaluation is also ordered, so identify the brain trauma. Instead of oral trauma, I have provided Narco 15 tablets, one tablet on a daily basis, if PRN basis, if pain is not controlled. Other than that, there's nothing else to add new. Thank you.